You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now with the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
You want a sip of water there?
Thank you.
What was that?
I got the hiccups.
You're right there, pal.
I'm sorry.
Right. Give you a good shot on the back or something.
Yeah, if you could do that. Jeez, man, almost out of the
room. What's that flew out there?
What I don't know. I think it was my dentures.
It was a feather.
Let's go to the phones. We have Wendy on the phones for Alan Cable.
Hello.
Hey,
I'm
Wendy.
I'm glad it was the hiccups and not my phone.
Yeah. What's going on in your world?
Well, I have this adorable, sweet, lovely year-and-a-half-old golden doodle. He's neutered. And lately, when I take him to the dog park, if he finds a ball, he'll get very possessive of it with the other dogs.
It's not his ball. It's another dog's ball.
It's one he finds, and he has plenty of toys at home, and he doesn't do that when other dogs come to my house.
That's another kind of aggression called possessive aggression. It's when a dog, in the old days, when dogs were first becoming dogs, you know, they would compete for everything. They'd compete for their food, and they'd compete for their sleeping place, their mates. They'd compete. Today, dogs often guard their food. Some of them guard where they sleep. Some of them guard their crates. Some of them guard even the beds that their owners sleep in. So when your dog's taking a toy away from another dog and acting aggressive towards that dog, he's taking possession of that toy. And so you probably don't like that. You want him to stop, right?
Yeah, because I'm afraid he's going to act aggressive toward, like, a pit bull or something down there, you know?
Yeah, take
and
his
I
toy away.
I don't know how to stop him or what to train him or...
Well, the simplest thing you can do is keep your dog on a leash at the dog park, okay? And does your dog know the command no bite or give? Have you taught your dog to let go of things?
Yeah, I say let go.
All right, so what you can do is you can bring your dog to the dog park on a leash, and you can actually elicit the help of another dog owner and take that toy and actually give it to your dog. Give the other dog's toy to your dog, and then give your dog the command no bite. And I believe when you do training, when you do behavior modification with dogs, it's real important to reward them for the behavior that they're doing that you want, and not reward them for negative behavior. When they're not doing what you want, you just pay no attention to them, or you actually, you know, you give them a quick correction, like no, you know, like that. So when the dog lets the toy go, you actually give the dog some praise and turn around and walk the opposite direction very fast away from the toy. And keep practicing that. The next step is to let the other dog walk over and pick up his toy while you've got your dog on the leash. And when he acts calm, when he's acting calm, if he acts kooky, you turn and walk the other direction quickly, giving him a correction. Because as soon as the leash gets taut, he's going to get a major correction in his neck. And that's going to teach him that not only are you in charge, he has to be close to you, pay attention to you, and it's going to get his mind off being possessive of that toy very quickly. And as soon as he starts to calmly behave when other dogs come around and take their toys back or pick up toys, you give him praise, and then you let him off the leash. As soon as he's calm and not possessive, that's when you let him off the leash. Up until that point, you've got to keep him on a leash at the dog park so that you can make those corrections when he acts aggressive and other dogs' toys are around.
Yeah, because this is very strange behavior, because when I've socialized him from the day I got him as a puppy, and he used to like to go to the dog park and play with other dogs, but lately all he does is look for lost balls and want to play with me. And then when he's too tired of playing and doesn't want to be around other dogs, he'll take that ball and go off somewhere and guard it.
Has anything happened? Anything? Has he been attacked by another dog or frightened by another dog?
When he was growing up, because he was smaller, the other dogs, you know, would do what they do. And I would watch very carefully. And he finally, one day, these three dogs went at him at once, and he laid them all out one by one, faster than I've seen a pit bull move.
And that's pretty cool.
Since then, he hasn't had to protect himself, and he hasn't done that.
Well, it's interesting what you say. He hasn't had to protect himself because you, as the pack leader, you're almost charged with protecting him. So if you're going to let your dog off a leash around other dogs, you have to be prepared to step in. And it's very, very careful. You have to be very careful when you do this because you don't want to get bitten. But you have to learn to step in and show your dog that, yeah, you're the pack leader. You're going to protect him. Because what that does makes him anxious. When he knows he has to protect you and himself, makes him very anxious. I have another neighbor. I was telling a neighbor story before, and he was watching three dogs here in the neighborhood. And the dog dogs were literally having their way with him. They were jumping all over him. And
yeah.
So he called me up on the phone, and I went over there. And basically, every time they tried to jump on him, I just took the space away, just walked forcefully right into the dog and said,
okay.
No, down. It's kind of like you have to be in charge. You have to walk in front of your dog. Don't let your dog walk in front of you on a leash, at your side or behind you. Don't let your dog enter the house before you. And when you bring your dog around other dogs, watch the body language of the other dogs. If you see any sign of aggression, put yourself between your dog and those dogs. Not when they're biting and attacking, but take the space away from the other dog. Take that space. Be the pack leader.
So he thinks that he's protecting me instead
Absolutely.
Of the other way around.
Okay. He is your pack leader. He's in charge.
Uh-oh.
And because dogs are not meant to be the pack leader, it makes them anxious. It makes them fearful.
Understand.
You have to be the pack leader.
Okay. Well, I will go home and take care of that. And thank you for having such a wonderful show. I can call.
Thanks, Wendy. We appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Isn't it great that we have a show that we can call?
Wait a minute. Now, what happens when somebody's breaking into my house and I want the dog to not look at me and say, what are you going to do?
That's Joey. That's an interesting preponderance. And I will tell you right now that even if your dog, if you had like four dogs and two adults, the lowest dog on the totem pole in the pack order will step up and defend the pack when necessary.
It's just like here at the studio.
Gotcha. Yes, yes. If somebody breaks in, we'll use Hal as a shield.
We're in rare form today. This hour, the cat whisperer. I was unaware there was a cat. Alan, did you know there was a cat whisperer?
No, but I knew there were gator boys.
Okay.
Have you seen the gator boys? I love the gator boys.
I don't know the gator boys.
They're two insane guys who have a very short lifespan who go out and capture alligators.
This is Animal Radio.